The first word is continually, and by definition is without pause or cessation, unceasingly, as the ocean is continually rolling its waves on the shore. The Bible tells us in James 5:16 to confess our faults, not sins, one to another. And I have to admit, I cannot do this. I am not spiritually mature enough to have continual praise in my mouth, as the verse directs. Although it is a voluntary offering, once offered, it must be continual. The second word is fruit, and by definition is production, effect, or consequence. In Matthew 21:19, the Lord cursed the fig tree because he found no fruit on it. It was good for nothing. Can you recall another time when the Lord let us know that something else was good for nothing? If you said Matthew 5:13, where the salt lost its savor, you were right. So what negative pattern do we see here? We see that if we do not fulfill our purpose as Christians, which is to serve the Lord Jesus Christ and reproduce after our own kind, we are good for nothing. This is why we are told in this verse that the fruit of our lips is to thank God and therefore fulfilling the servant part's sacrifice. No one said that it would be easy to praise God when you're in the darkest hour. That's why it's called sacrifice. Someone once said, never doubt in the dark what you believed in the light. The best way to guard against doubt is praise. You do not need to know all the answers, just the answers that pertain to your life and your walk with God. Praise the Lord, for he's good. In conclusion, it's too late in the game to make any pretense to what a life of trying to follow Christ means. It means trial and failure. It means sacrifice and suffering. But it also means reward and peace in our heavenly home. Unfortunately for the lost, the last days are upon us. And as they keep rejecting salvation, they will never know what it means to worship the King. They will never know when God shows up while you're singing hymns and all of a sudden you know he's there. They will never experience what it means to praise someone who is worthy of it. If you're listening to this and you never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you don't know what you're missing. The Bible tells us that in order to be saved, all we have to do is believe. Believe what, you may ask? 1 Corinthians 15:3-4 tells us, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. No other God figure in history, past, present, or future, can say this. They're all dead and buried and have never claimed to or have come up out of the ground after death. Here is a checklist to salvation. Have you ever sinned? If you answered yes, great, you can be saved. Are you willing to ask forgiveness for those sins to Christ? Yes, great. Tell him about all your filthy, vile sins and let him wash them all away forever. The Bible says that salvation is a free gift. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ask him to save you, and he will do it faster than you can get the words out. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're on your way to heaven to be with the saints forever and ever. Now, learn the Scriptures, not YouTube. Be led by the Spirit, not by man. Pray to the Lord Jesus Christ. Read his book, which is the King James Authorized Version, and praise him. Just because, praise him with sacrifice. Praise him because he's good and deserves it. If you're saved and have kind of lost your way, he's waiting with open arms. Remember, you're the one that left. He's still there. He's there at the point where you left, waiting for you, so you can start again. This is one of my favorite quotes. This one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. Praise God for his goodness. Amen.